This is K9TGC in the mobile. K9E mobile. W9DLP portable testing on internal 1. W9DLP listening. W9DLP.
What's up?
I got one more stop to make, and then I'll be home.
Is it close by and on the way home? Is that why you're in your car?
It's somebody's way.
Say it again?
It's for our buddy Mike. I gotta drop off his order and then I'll be home.
Did you offer to take it, or was it something that Jacob didn't get to and you just offered to do it, or was it assigned to you?
Jacob's on vacation. I seen it come through earlier, so I'll take it at the end of the day.
Are you already on the road?
Well, I'm on the radio. Wouldn't that make sense?
You could be sitting in your car in the driveway or the parking lot for all I know.
Like Cool Spring and Woodland. We're making our way slowly. I gotta stop and get gas too, because I'm almost out of gas.
I have to stop at CVS and get one of Mom's prescriptions. Do you have anything there?
They just keep sending me stuff about my flu shot. You can go ahead and take that for me.
No, I'll pass. Thanks a lot.
Just not feeling very swift today. Feel really off.
Do you feel better after you ate earlier, or did it make it worse?
I need to calm my stomach, but I just still don't feel right. That's why I ate. Usually if my stomach's upset, if I eat, that usually fixes it. Not always, but usually.
When was the last time you took your sugars? What were they?
My meter said tilt.
I'm learning with Mom that a lot of her problems is stemming from her diabetes. So, I'm curious as to what yours are.
It was under 200 last I took it, but that was a few days ago, and I'm out of test, almost out of test strips. I think I got like 2 left. So the next time I go to Walmart, I gotta get some.
You know, Mom, they increased her insulin to 12 instead of 10 now, and she wants me to monitor it for a week at 12, and if her sugar, when she first wakes up, is at 150 or below, we're going to keep it at 12. If not, we have to raise it up to 14.
Good luck getting your morning sugars to come down. That's not easy.
So she's in the car with me afterwards, and she says, you know, I don't understand why I'm like this and what's going on. I said, Mom, your sugar was under control before because you were expelling everything you ate in energy when you were moving around and working and driving and going food shopping. I said, in the last 2 years, you have done nothing but get up, eat, sit on the couch, get changed, do dishes, sit down. So you're not expelling any of that energy that you're eating. And she's still like, I just don't get it.
Got to move around. Anyways, I'm going to get gas. I'll be right back. KC9TWX.
Okay.
Wonder if the ham radio will make the gas explode.
How? Such a short voltage compared to ignite anything.
Oh, hopefully if it does, it doesn't blow me clear. I'm just at ground zero and won't feel a thing.
Yeah, so you just want to be insulated and not, like, blown back in any way. Do you remember that building that collapsed off of Lincoln Way here? They're putting up, like, steps and patio, like, I don't know, like a decking and stuff like that all around it. Have you heard what they're doing there?
No idea. Be right back, KC9TWX. Well, I wonder if Mike's at home, KC9TWX.
He is, he's maybe listening. So that would be the way I know.
You need to tell your mom her next doctor's appointment she needs to walk to.
And go to them as it is, so if I tell her that, she'll be like, okay, I'll just see you till then.
I don't know what to do. I try. I tried hard Saturday.
There's nothing we can do. She just, you know, has to do it on her own. I mean, she just said, you know, I just have to get better and have to get energy to be able to go to Puerto Rico next year. I don't think I'm going to be able to do anything if I don't get moving and stop being so tired.
See, my buddy Brian posted he was over in Vegas and the girls were real friendly over there.
So, because I'm not friends with him, if it's not on your page, I can't see it. So you have to show it to me later on.
I posted today, he's going to find out if the California girls are like what they say. He's over in California.
I thought Brian lived in California, or who am I thinking of?
I got an uncle that might be out there. We don't know where he is. It's probably the best idea that he's got, though, is to be somewhere we don't know.
Who's your one friend that's just a professor? Doesn't he live in California?
Yeah, Brett. Yeah, he's a teacher out there.
That's who I'm thinking of. I thought his name was Brian.
Well, Brian, he lives out there by Mom and Dad.
Have I ever met him?
Hey, he's got all the fish tanks in his house. I'd imagine he's hauling a camper. That'd be my guess.
Is that what his job is?
I gotta say, the car was working okay.
Yeah, she didn't have any issues or anything starting it this morning and or after she left work, so she just went to go pick up Ethan, and they're going to go over to Spirit Halloween because he needs stuff for his Renaissance fair that they're going to on the 7th.
Tell her not to leave the headlights on and she won't have those problems anymore.
The good thing with her is she learns very quickly. The first mistake is going to be her last one. Hold on, I'm pulling up to the window at CVS. KD9ZGJ. You know, I love moms being on Medicare because I don't have to spend any out-of-pocket money for her medication.
It's always a good thing when you don't have to pay for it.
Okay, I'm have to run into the pet store here and pick up some bugs for Scott. I was going to go and grab him, but I was like, I don't feel like going all the way to the house, grabbing him, and then coming back. So I'm just going to grab him some bugs, and then I'll be right back out. KD9ZGJ.
Slowly making our way there. All right, KC9TWX. N9OKA, Mike, you around somewhere? KC9TWX.
KD9ZGJ.
KC9TWX.
How close are you?
Point Lake Ave, right here by Starbucks, waiting on the light. The traffic is moving so slow.
You coming over the bridge?
Momentarily.
So I had to call up Surf Internet today to cancel, right, my service. And they have a dedicated number to cancel. And I was on hold as the first customer in line for cancellations for 15 minutes. I was like, okay. Nobody's monitoring me, so I got to try them back again tomorrow.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, and then even on the website it said, you know, call this number to cancel, and then you would have to tell them what date you want to cancel for, what's the, you know, the start date of your cancellation, or the end date, and then they'll arrange to have a technician come out and pick up all the equipment within 2 weeks of your cancellation.
Leave it on the front porch.
I'm half tempted to say, hey, look, I drive by the station every day. Where can I drop it off to you? I mean, Comcast does that all the time. They let you just bring it to the store. So I should be able to just drop it off to them.
I don't know, I never dealt with Surf other than getting hooked up and having internet service.
Well, let me tell you, you should consider going over Frontier because I've had no issues and the speed is almost like 3 times faster than what I had before with Surf. And I'm paying $5 extra a month.
So you're paying $5 more a month for Surf or for Frontier.
I'm paying $49.99. I was paying $45 because I had a like a stipend from this government or something like that. That was for $45. So right now I'm only paying $49 for Frontier versus $45 for Surf.
I'm paying $65, so I don't know what Frontier charge.
Frontier, if you do the automatic payment, the auto automatic payment, it'll be $49 a month, and there's no increases, and it's a month-to-month service. There's no contract or anything like that. be worth looking into. It's not a whole lot, but it'll help with, you know, some bills. But I'm at your house now, so I'm going to head in and let the dogs out. And then I will see you when you get here. KD9ZDJ will be clear. 73.
No problem. KC9TWX. KC9TWX.
CQ. Ooh, that's a little hot, I think. Good evening. This is AC9HO. Name is Kurt, and I am calling the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club net into session. I am located just south of the city of LaPorte, and I will be your net control for this session of LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club net. Is there any emergency traffic? If so, please call now. Nothing heard. If there is emergency traffic at any time during this net, please jump in by saying emergency, and net control will stop the net and handle the traffic. And to all that are listening, if an emergency is announced, please stop all traffic and let net control handle the emergency. The club call signs are K9JSI and W9LY. Our repeaters are the 146970, this repeater, W9LY, VHF, FM, analog, and now All-Star Connected, which is always connected to the DMR Talk Group 31146, which is the LPC-ARC DMR Talk Group. This repeater is located at Schultz Road and Highway 35 North on the 160-foot concrete tower. Then we have the 146610 K9JSI repeater, VHF, FM analog, located at the new location at the corner of Johnson Road and 500 West and 250 North, across from the Summit Farm on a 300-foot tower. Then we have the 441.950 W9LY UHF FM analog C4FM Wires X connected, also located on the tower at Schultz Road and Highway 35 North. This net meets every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Central Time here on the 146970 repeater, negative 600 offset with a PL tone of 131.8. We would like to thank the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club for the use of the repeater at this time. In case of repeater malfunction or disruption, all amateur radio operators are instructed to move to the K9JSI repeater, 146.610, negative offset with the 131.8 PL tone, and await instructions from net control. If you would like more information about the club or the repeaters, please visit the website lpcarc.org. If you're interested in seeing the check-ins live during the net, then sign into ham.live and look for LPCARC Information Net. We use this logger to log the check-ins, and there is a live text chat for everyone to use as well. with this live text chat. It's almost two nets at the same time. All we ask is that you check into the net via the radio, since getting radioactive is the point of having the net. Ham.live is a browser-based program for net logging and works on all computers or phones with a browser. There is a video on the website to help set up an account. If you need assistance, you can ask on the net. We can try to help. Look forward to seeing you on Ham.live. And I had to make sure today was Wednesday, because so far nobody's logged into Ham.live but me. And I shared a picture of my Mustang on the Ham.live chat. So for anybody that does sign in, you'll be able to see that. All licensed amateur radio operators are invited to check into this net. This is a directed net. Please give me your call sign, name, and location when checking in. When I acknowledge each station, I will ask if they have anything for the net. Anything for the net can be any topic or question, or even just the radio and antenna you are currently operating. If you wish to make additional comments or connect to another net during, or connect with another check-in during the net, you can do so by saying comment or question with your call sign and wait for net control. For the check-in portion of the net, I will ask for club officer check-ins first, followed by short time or mobile stations. Then I will go through the ham.live list. After that, I will ask for general check-ins for the remainder of the net. At the end of the net, I will be asking for anybody wishing to sell, trade, donate, or look for any amateur radio-related items on the swap and shop session. I will now take check-ins from any current club officers. Current club officers, this is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now. Well, station, you did not make it. Try again. Well, I hear a carrier, no audio, and it's kind of broken up, not really getting into the internet, not really getting into the repeater. So try again one more time and talk directly into the microphone, because I'm not hearing any audio. Yeah, I know you're trying to get in there, but there is absolutely no audio. No audio whatsoever. Try one more time, and then we'll move on and check back later. Negative. Still no audio. You held the repeater the whole time, but no audio. All right, we'll come back to you here in a minute. Are there any other club officers? Please call now. Okay, since there's no other club officers, let's see if that other station, which I have a sneaking suspicion is John, J9PGC, but no audio. Try again, whoever that was trying to get in.
K9PGC.
Ah, we got audio that time. You're breaking up a little bit, but we do have audio.
Yeah, I'm just coming into New Buffalo. Anyway, I'm the bicycle here. Well, you got a microphone connector that you're thinking what it's supposed to be doing. You know, Amazon thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I totally understand that. Great night to be out on the bicycle, that's for sure. And apparently everybody's out doing something. nobody's on ham.live except me, which is okay. I am perfectly fine being all by myself. All right, John, while we have you, do you have anything you would like to mention before we let you go? Anything for the net?
Yeah, I don't have much to kick around over the 9th century ride on Sunday. Just want to blow my own horn on that. And saddle time,
Okay, if I caught that 100 miles in 6 hours and 22 minutes, is that correct?
That's a USL.
Okay, and your audio is working good. You're just cutting in and out a little bit, which is to be expected. But, well, congratulations, John. That's a heck of a feat, that's for sure. I know that's one thing you've been wanting to get done, mark, you know, bucket list kind of thing. So, you have to be pretty happy about that.
Well, I'm quite tickled, Kurt, quite tickled. The thing is, I rode with those 18 and 30, and I matched their pace, so they're a little bit faster than I did.
Well, you can't complain about that. Not quite half your age, but pretty close, and you're keeping up, so that's good. That's real good. Congratulations, John. Happy to hear that you made that milestone.
Thank you, Kurt. Thank you, Kurt. Yeah, I've been trying all summer to get ready for that. And actually, 16 miles worth of riding to get to that point.
How many miles worth of riding? You cut out on that one.
Since March 18th, so that would be 1,600 and change. 1,600 and change for the miles. And, so, we put out the effort. Then, later this month, we had a meet with the orthopedic surgeon. So, anyway, you know, so at least we got this accomplished for now.
All right, very good. 1,600 miles and change since March. That's a lot of bike riding. All right, John. Well, thank you for checking in. You're getting better. I don't know if you're headed in the repeater direction. I assume you are. But your signal seems to be getting a little bit better. So I'll give it to you one more time, and then we'll move on with the rest of the net.
Copy that. We're still in New Buffalo. We're west of Whitaker. We're going to pass all those farmhouses that line Highway 12. So, yeah, we got business tonight. But anyway, beautiful sunset. What little I saw of it when I was down by the beach there in New Buffalo. And just decided to keep moving. So, just tonight. It's an easy ride. Just Union Pier and back.
Oh, okay. There you go. Yeah, like I said, perfect day. What is it? 68 degrees out there, so that's like pretty much bike riding weather. All right, John. Well, thank you for checking in, and you are sounding a little better heading back this way, so. Have a good evening, good rest of your week, and bicycle safely. And, of course, we'll be here if you need to jump in for anything else. So, John, thank you again for checking in. Are there any other club officers? Please call now. Okay, hearing nothing. Mobile or short-time stations? Mobile or short-time stations, please call now.
39HAY in Michigan City.
Okay, acknowledging 89HAY, and I heard AC9EB on the LaPorte, on the K9JSI repeater. We got you in there, Alan. You might want to switch over to the, typing in the wrong call sign, EB, to the 97. All right, Hayden, 89HAY, do you have anything for the net?
89HAY. No, nothing for the net tonight. Just wanted to make sure I got checked in. Back to net control, 89HAY.
Okay, Hayden. Well, sounding very good. Are you on that new Chinese radio again?
Nope, on the ICOM ID 50 tonight.
Okay, sounds very good. Nice loud audio. All right, Aiden, well, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week. Drive careful tonight on your trips for work. Next we have AC9EEB, if he's on 9-7 now. Go ahead, Alan.
Oh, Roger, I'm on an HT, and when I pulled it out of my pocket, it changed frequencies. But I wanted to let people know that the 11th of October at 8 a.m. Begins the Aries Indiana Section Net. It'll be a weather-related functional exercise, and everyone's invited to participate. So all the details haven't been ironed out yet, but it gives a chance for people to save the date if they want to participate. AC9EB.
Roger.
Okay, we got you there. Dave was not doing check-ins at the moment, but we got you not in there. All right, Alan. That was October 11th, 8 a.m. What was the name of that net?
It's the Aries Indiana Section Simulated Emergency Test. I spell Sierra Echo Tango Set. So 8 a.m., it's going to be a weather-related scenario, but I don't have all the additional details except for the date and time. Over.
Okay, Alan, Section Simulated Emergency Test Net. Yeah, just if you could, keep chiming in here with more details. I'll jot it down. If I don't hear you, I will try to announce that for you for October 11th, 8 a.m., the Aries, Indiana Section Simulated Emergency Test Net. Is that all you have tonight?
The repeaters are working pretty well. I'm very pleased with the new location with the K9 GSI repeater. That improved performance 100%. And just like say 7-3s to all, and thank you for getting me checked in and allowing me to put in that information. AC9EB.
Okay, Alan. Well, yeah, thank you for checking in, and all information is welcome, that's for sure, especially something like that. A lot of people should try to get involved in that, so we appreciate that kind of stuff. All right, Alan, thanks again for checking in. Have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week, and yes, the repeaters are working pretty good. The 6-1 is very impressive, so we are planning a little more with that. We're going to put a different repeater there, the old repeater that used to be at the hospital, and it should have a controller, and we'll have announcements and things, and then I'll consider changing the net to that repeater, mainly because I believe the repeater that's on this frequency over in Illinois also does a net on this night, I think a little bit before us, but if it carries over. So since we have access to another repeater that works just as good, we may do that, test it out, see how it works. So hopefully that'll happen. If it doesn't happen within the next few months, definitely by first of the year. So, all right, Alan, have a good night and a good rest of your week. Thanks again for checking in. Dave, W9DLP, hope we didn't leave you waiting too long. Do you have anything for the net?
No, we're good. This Saturday is not so sad. I just wanted to check in quick. I'm on portal at the Michigan City EOC, so it's the largest location.
Okay, yeah, you're making it in, no problem, but your audio is really low. which is pretty typical of that HD, but you held the repeater the whole time.
Okay, thanks, Chris. W9GLP portal, 59GSK, back to net control.
All right, Dave. Well, thank you for checking in. Have a good evening, good rest of your week, and that portable's working from that location. A little bit of static with you. That's why you got to get your audio a little bit louder. That time was a little bit better, but louder is definitely better. So, but it's working. If you need it, it will work. Have a good evening, and good rest of your week. Okay. That any other mobile or short time stations, please call now.
KE9BBB, Josh, short time.
KE9BBB, Josh, do you have anything for the net?
Not much, not really. I just thank you, Kurt, for running the net. That's about it. I've been practicing on CW. We got our first class in a week. But so I've been practicing that and doing our lessons, and I've got eight letters and a couple numbers, so that's doing pretty good, and that's about it. Give it back to you, Kurt. This is KE9BBB.
Okay, Josh, glad to hear that you're doing that. So you have done one class so far, or no? Or is this like the pre-stuff before you start your class?
No, we haven't had the class yet. It starts right after Labor Day, I think that week. No, he just gave us the whole, or not the whole, but he gave us maybe the whole. I don't know. I'm looking at email. But he gave us practice, like what we need to know before the first lesson or for our first class. We have to learn, we have to know lesson one, be able to copy it, send it, decode it. And lessons one and two, and he said he wants us about at least three lessons ahead before that class. You need to be at least 2 to 3 lessons ahead before whatever assignment's due on that class. We had a phone conversation with him this week, so, and then I got a Zoom meeting Thursday with them just to go over what's going to happen for next week for first class. So, yeah, pretty interesting. Doing it, just practicing on my 6100.
All right, very good. That sounds like fun, and hopefully it's coming easy to you. And maybe once the classes actually start, if it isn't coming easy, it might once that starts. So, well, they say practice makes perfect. So, good luck, and keep us posted. Thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. All right. Are there any other mobile or short time stations? Please call now. This is AC9HO Net Control.
This is KO9 Romeo India Foxtrot, K9RIF, okay. No traffic.
Okay, just wanted to pause there, see if anybody else wanted to jump in. K9RIF, Dave, I know you said no traffic, but I have to ask, do you have anything for the net tonight?
Not tonight. K9RIF.
Okay, Dave, I have to ask. Doesn't mean you have to answer. All right, Dave, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week. Okay, that completes mobile and short time stations. If there are any other short time, feel free to jump in anytime. I'm going to do the ham.live list, and then we'll go to general check-ins. Ham.live, KD9YUZ, Jim, haven't heard from you in a little bit. lighting, no static, sounds great.
Roger, roger. I was trying to check in the last couple of weeks, and there had been so much static and everything, I didn't know what was going on, but it sounded really good tonight, about like what I normally used to hear. It's been a busy couple of months here, and I've been out till late in the evening, and you know how it goes when you get busy, but I thought I would jump in and say hello to you and to everybody out there, and just want to say 73 to everybody. 89YUZ, back to you, Kurt.
Oh, yeah, we definitely understand busy. Radio always comes second or third. So we understand. We're here for you whenever you do have time, and we appreciate you taking the time to check in. And, I wonder if all that rain might be affecting your coax or something. You might want to take a look at that. Because we never heard you come in. I'm trying to remember back. I've slept since then, but I can't remember if there was a station I was trying to get and couldn't hear. But in any case, you made it in this time. No problem whatsoever. Jim, you have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week, and thanks again for checking in. Okay, let me see if I have it. All right, now we're general chickens. Anybody anywhere, this is AC9HO Net Control. Name is Kurt. Please call now.
K88UGD. This is? This is Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey X-ray Kilo, Ryan and North Liberty.
This is November 9, Yankee Oscar Uniform, Brian South.
Kilo India, 9 Echo, Jen in the port.
Kilo Charlie 0, Foxtrot, November Echo, Mike in Mishawaka.
Okay, that's a pretty good list. Acknowledging KA8UGB, KD9WXK, N9YOU, KI9E, and KC0FNE. KA8UGB, Tony, do you have anything for the net tonight?
Well, let me think. Here I am. That's all I have. No, I don't have anything. Thanks for being here. I'm trying to make sure I don't miss the next meeting because I've missed too many. And I don't want to get, a bad mark on my card. But thanks for conducting the net this evening. And I agree with you. I've listened to the Chicago guys, the Illinois guys, have been pretty good. But I think we're being good as well if we have to move to 6-1. Both these repeaters are doing great, so I don't think we're going to lose out on anything. Anyway, back to you, K-8-UGB.
Yeah, most definitely. I don't want to not use this repeater, so I thought about even every few months, but that might be too complicated to keep track of. But, I think it's going to end up to 6-1 here eventually. Maybe even before we switch it over, we'll see. Because I do hear the Chicago repeater while I'm setting up for the net, so this way they can keep their nets as long as they want. And if we didn't have another repeater, we'd just have to make do. But since we have another repeater that works just as well, why not? All right, Tony, have yourself a good evening, sounding good as usual. Thank you for checking in, and have a good rest of your week. Next on the list, we have KD9WXK, Ryan. Do you have anything for the net?
Thank you for that. And I guess I wanted to make a reminder about Potato Creek POTA. For anybody who's interested, we're still doing that on Saturdays out at Quaken Aspen. Anybody's welcome to come out, ask a question, check out what we do, and be aware that, you know, we are trying to plan to, you know, have some kind of special, you know, event, I think, coming here soon for the LaPorte Club. Try to set that up out at King Surrey. I don't remember exactly if we set a date or something on that. Not, but I'm sure, like, Brian would probably know a little bit more about what's going on with that. I had one of those insulator washers on a mirror mount that failed on my antenna, and luckily I had a spare one laying around from something I took apart, so I think I've been able to get it back up and running, but I need to find a place to get more of those so you wouldn't have to buy the whole, connection, fittings and stuff for being able to put a new set on adapters onto a mirror mount. But anyways, so I had a little bit of fun with that. Back to net control. This is KGN-WXK.
Okay, Ryan, very good. Yeah, sometimes that's frustrating, trying to track that down, but can be enjoyable too, especially when you figure it out. Sounds like you figured it out pretty quick. I do not have anything in my notes, which doesn't really mean anything because sometimes I'm not very good at writing everything down. For the combined Capota, I thought I wrote something down, but I don't see anything. And I'm not sure who's coordinating that, if John is or Rich or not myself. Just throwing that out there at the moment. I got a little too much on my plate, but I can try to be there. It should be there. It's right out my back door. But stay tuned for that. I imagine it will be coming up. I thought I remember something about October. I do know John was talking about an October bonfire, and that would be at the tower site, so that would probably be a different day. That is, unless you decide to do it on the same day, leave Kingsbury, go to the tower, and have a bonfire. I don't know. Just throwing that out there. But, all right, Ryan. And we'll announce your Potato Creek every Saturday here in a little bit also. Thank you for checking in, getting into the repeater just fine. I can actually hear you on the reverse at almost a 5.9, so about 5.8, somewhere in there. So coming in strong to me, and sounding good in the repeater. Have a good evening, good rest of your week, and thanks again for checking in. Next on the list, we have N9YOU. Brian, do you have anything for the net?
Yeah, thanks, Kurt. This is N9YOU. I don't have too much, just to keep going on what Brian was saying. The let's see, at the tailgate Hamfest, Robert and I were talking to Rich. We were kind of setting it up. I want to say it's next month in September, but I could be wrong, but I'll let you know. I can't remember if we made a definite on that or not yet. I'll let you know on that, but and I know you definitely won't be able to hear me on the reverse because I am coming in via Mike's 220 machine, the stop in 220 machine. So I said that because I'm in a different area where you know, I can walk around now and talk in the house. So anyways, not much. We'll be out there at Data Creek. It'll be real nice, so. Yep, I'll definitely be out there. It's going to be chilly in the morning. Oh, well, go figure. Anyways, thanks for doing the net, Kurt, and back to you, Kurt. This is N9YOU.
Okay, Brian, very good. Yep, I could tell you were coming in on 220. When you checked in, I forgot to mention it. But we have a courtesy tone for you. Cut out a couple times. But I think that's internet related, so that's probably nothing on your end, but you're sounding great, and I had that up on the screen, and about a couple minutes before 7 o'clock, it disconnected, so I reconnected it, so it should stay connected now. I think he used to have some sort of nets, not on his repeater, but on the link, and that's why he disconnects. But I don't think those are happening anymore, so after him and I talked. So now this net will be on there. But, all right, Brian, well, thank you for checking in, and maybe one of these Saturdays I'll make it out there before it's too late. I don't know about the POTA thing, because my wife decided we're going to Tennessee the week of the 12th through the 19th, so Friday to Friday. So that week I won't be doing the net. I might check in, but I won't be doing the net, so... stay tuned for that. But we'll keep announcing. You guys get me more information, and I will make sure to announce it on here. And we can even, of course, it's kind of short notice now. I was going to say we could get the webmaster to put it on the website as well, but that's okay. We'll at least get it on here. All right, Brian, thanks for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. And glad we could have that 220 going for you. Sounds good. Next on the list, we have KC0, FNE. Mike, do you have anything for the net?
KC0, FNE here in Mishawaka. No, really don't have anything for the net tonight, Kurt. Just wanted to thank you for running the net. I'm going to miss you while you're gone, but hey, if you check in, at least I'll be able to hear your voice. Anyway, 7-3, guys. KC0, FNE.
Okay, Mike, yep, I'm going to miss doing the net. I like doing it every week. It's a lot of fun. And like I said before, it's the only radio time I've got at the moment. So, but the car is home. Brought it home Sunday. I've been driving around every chance I get and working the bugs out of the engine and everything. So it's officially mobile. And no, it won't have a ham radio in it. In HD at most. But, so hopefully there'll be more radio time in my near future. So, all right, Mike. Well, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening. Good rest of your week. All right, that completes the list as I have it. Any other general check-ins, anybody anywhere? This is AC9HO. My name is Kurt. Please call now. Did I pass up Jim? I don't remember hearing Jim on there. KI9E. My apologies. I think I accidentally clicked your name on the list. KI9E. Jim, do you have anything for the net?
Hey, good evening, Kurt, and everyone on the net. Just got done installing the new water softener. The last one we had went bad after about 15 years. And got the new one put in here just a little while ago, and seems to be working okay. And the new equipment report might be old news by now, but it looks like ICOM announced the ICOM 7300 Mark II with some improvements to the receiver and current draw, and it has a CW decoder in it. Looks like it's going to be a hit for ICOM there, possibly. And that's all I have there. One last thing. In the morning, during the morning commute around 5:30, I've been connecting to the Ohio Link room on the Myers X repeater, and there's a net that goes on there around that time. A lot of check-ins there, and good to listen to. Back to you, Kurt. KI90.
Okay, Jim. Yeah, my apologies for missing you. I was looking at the list. I was like, I don't remember talking to Jim. Well, I'm glad that's working for you. I told you I was going to go up there. What was it? Thursday? I didn't make it up there Thursday. Things did not work out. So I went Friday and pushed the button. And then I was going to order the ID switch, so I didn't have to go up the tower to push the button. And I kept forgetting, but I did finally order that, I think, Monday. Ordered it Monday. So hopefully that'll be here soon. Get that installed, and if it ever happens, I can do it from my phone. And no worries, well, that repeater. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to set it up to do a timed reboot, probably daily, just to be safe. So if I'm not around or something and it gets locked, it will reboot once a day and fix that problem forever. So, all right, Jim. Glad you're using the repeater. I have been on Ohio Leak. That is a nice group. Haven't been on it in the morning, but it is a nice group on that Ohio Leak. Jim, thank you for checking in. Have a good evening, good rest of your week. And I wonder, talking about the new products, if there's enough change with that 7300 Mark K, Mark II, whatever it is, if it's enough change for the current 7300 owners to buy one. So I'm sure some will, but I don't know if it's worth the extra coin. And I don't think the price has been announced yet. Is that correct?
Correct, yep. I haven't seen the price on it yet, but it looks like some good improvements, though. I guess that's been a hit for them, and I guess they're kind of staying with the same platform and just making some improvements to it. But it'll be interesting to see what the reports are on it down the road here. Back to you, Kurt, KI-90.
Yeah, that'd definitely be interesting. And glad everything went well with your water softener as well. I had to do that last year. There's also another new ICOM radio coming out, the ID5200. It's a mobile with a very nice looking screen. And of course, B-Star and all that dual band, just 2 meter, 70 centimeter. But looks like a nice radio. And I'm sure ICOM quality. So look, stay tuned for that one too. Probably won't be cheap either. Of course, nothing's cheap anymore. Jeez, old Pete. All right, Jim. Again, thank you for checking in. Have a good evening. Good rest of your week. Now I'll ask again for general check-ins. Anybody anywhere, this is Kurt, AC9HO, Net Control. Please call now.
This is N9OKA, Mike LaPorte.
N9OKA, Mike, we must have woke you up. Do you have anything for the net tonight?
No, not really. Haven't had much going on, so I at least wanted to check in. Thanks for the net, Kurt, and 7-3s to everyone. N9OKA, back to net control.
Yeah, I understand that, Mike. I haven't had much going on here either. Just the same topic, the car, and I don't want to wear that out, you know. There's only so much I can say, I guess. I could probably talk about it all night long, but I know not everybody wants to hear about it all night long, so just give little updates here and there. But all right, Mike, well, thank you for checking in. Sounding good in the repeater as usual. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. All right, I'm going to let the repeater drop and start with the information bar of the net. This is AC9HO Net Control. First off, area nets, Aries District 1, serving Lake, Porter, LaPorte, Jasper, and Newton counties. The Aries District 1 net is every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on the N9 IAA repeater with a frequency of 146.685 and a peel tone of 173.8. There is also a net for GMRS licensed stations every third Thursday at 7 p.m. Central on the Viper 1 repeater, 462.700, positive offset 131.3 PL tone. And not sure if somebody's trying to get in there. Sounded like it was coming through the All-Star. If there's a station needing to check in, please call now. Okay, no worries. If you need assistance, feel free to jump in at any time. Next we have the Fulton County Skywarn Net every Monday at 6 p.m. Central on the K9RCR repeater, 442.700. Positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. Michiana Amateur Radio Club, or MARC, holds a weekly on-the-air net on the K9DEW repeater at 147.330. Positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. The net provides a weekly opportunity for club contact. There's no better way to hone your listening and operating skills than to take part in the MARC Wednesday Night Net, or any net, every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern on the K9DEW repeater, 147.330, positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. If the K9DEW repeater is down, the net will be held on the WB9AGX repeater, 147.390, positive offset, 131.8. PL tone. Don't mind me, just checking my calendar. Okay, make sure that's correct. And next we have the LaPorte County Early Warning Siren Testing Net, the first Saturday of every month on this frequency, and the sirens will start going off at 11 a.m. Please check in with Net Control Operator 30 minutes prior for updated location requirements. That means there might be certain sirens you would really like to get tested, not tested, but observed to make sure they're working, and that way you can report them. So if you can get on the repeater 30 minutes before to see if there's anything you can assist with, that would be great. The next siren testing will be September 6th. So the next siren testing will be September 6th, and look forward to getting many, many check-ins. Not chickens, but check-ins. Whoa. Don't forget, White County Amateur Radio Society, Wednesday night net, every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern on the KC9PQA repeater, 147.255, positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. The Simplex Communication Relay Net on every Friday starts at 7:30 p.m. Central Time on the GMRS Valpo 1 repeater, 462.700, or channel 21 for those GMRS radios, then moves to the N9IAA repeater, 146.685, around 8:15 Central Time.
Hey, Kurt, can I throw something in real quick?
Yes, you can. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, there's a petition right now to expand the GMRS channels.
I'm writing that down. Is there somewhere for people to go to sign the said petition?
Not that I know of, but by National Radio.com, I believe that they did it, and they are requesting VHF low band, which will put that between 30 and 50 meg.
Well, that's interesting. Huh. Wonder what the chances are of that going through.
Yeah, there's Yeah, more DX. You know, I suppose they're asking them to allow have repeaters and 100 to 300 watts of power.
Oh, wow. Well, they could have all that. Just become a ham radio operator. All right, is that all you got there, Dave?
That's it. I got to jump out of here real quick. My chauffeur, and I did that since I can't see because I was dilated, so I look like a stumbling fool. But I didn't want to miss, I want to put that out there with the net.
Okay, yeah, thanks for that information. If you hear any more, feel free to add to it every week. So that's interesting for sure. Might look into that myself. All right, Dave, thank you. We'll continue on with information. LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club net, this net, every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. on this repeater, 146.970. This I'll learn how to talk one of these days. This net will be an information net, and everybody is welcome to participate. Club meeting and club news. The LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club meets the second Monday of every month at the LaPorte Seventh-day Adventist Church at 7 p.m. Central Time. The address is 1480 Boyd Boulevard, LaPorte, Indiana. The next official club meeting will be September 8th. Membership is not required to sit in on a meeting, and meetings are not required to be a member. If you do attend the meetings, though, you are encouraged to stay and learn a few radio tips and tricks during our meeting presentations. We've had solar demonstrations, digital mode demonstrations, as well as remote operation demonstrations, and guest speakers from time to time. Apologies, lost my spot. At the September meeting, Rachel Cobb from the National Weather Service will be there to talk about weather emergencies and communication. And if she's not there for some reason, Rich has a talk planned that he intends to do. We'd also like to announce that membership dues can now be paid online via the website. Just go to the lpcarc.org, and on the left side of the homepage, click Club Membership. Then when the next page appears, you will see in the center of the page a formed membership form to fill out. You can print it out and handwrite it in, and if you can scan it, email it, or mail it. However you want to do it, just try to get it to us so we have, mainly we just want your email for the most part, but anything else you're willing to give us is fine too. And then once you fill that out, underneath that, there's a pay online button. Just click that button, fill out all the fields, and all fields must be filled in for the transaction to work. It is through PNC Bank, so it is secure. Yeah, and other than our Hamfest, that is our only source of income, which helps pay for all the repeaters and things. So, and activities. Some of our activities we spend on food and other things. And we appreciate everybody that helps, and we appreciate everybody that can or cannot. We just appreciate everybody. Come to our club breakfast, 8 a.m. the first Saturday of each month at the Sugar Bowl Restaurant. Conveniently, just before the siren testing, at 402 West US 20, Michigan City. Another club breakfast every Thursday at 8 a.m. at Mama T's Diner, 607 Lincoln Way, LaPorte. And don't forget, if you want to help out with roadblocks, any kind of activities going on in the county, Michigan City EMA is accepting applications. Just go to the police station lobby, turn in, fill it out first, turn it in to Attention Captain Jesse. So I don't know if it's all county activities, but definitely Michigan City activities like the boat race and anything at the beach, big things, traffic jams, or not jams, but helping move traffic during those events. So yeah, feel free to fill out an application and see what they're all about. And as Ryan and Brian mentioned before, If you're looking for a good opportunity to hang out with other ham radio operators or looking to learn more about radio, your radio in particularly, or even POTA, pretty much anything ham radio related, come out to Potato Creek every Saturday, weather permitting, to play radio or just hang out and talk to other radio-like people. Starts between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. Eastern and goes until about 3 or 4 p.m. Eastern. For more information on where they'll be, which is usually at the Quake and Aspen site, but in case something changed, or just to make sure somebody's out there, get on the K9DEW repeater. Frequency is 147.330, and you'll get more details there. Now we have weather at a glance. Tonight, a 40% chance of showers after 3 a.m., increasing clouds with a low around 59, southwest wind around 5 miles per hour. Thursday, showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly before noon, mostly cloudy with a high near 72, southwest wind 5 to 10, becoming northwest in the afternoon. Chance of precipitation is 60%. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 48, north wind 5 to 10. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 67, northeast wind 5 to 10. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 47, north wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming calm in the evening. Saturday, sunny with a high near 71. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 50. Sunday, sunny with a high near 75. Sunday night, mostly clear with a low around 52. Labor Day starts your week sunny with a high near 76. And I would assume most of us are not working that day, so it's a good day to be outside. Okay, that completes my information. I do see a ham.live call sign here. Not sure if they're local or if they're in the wrong net, but we'll give them a shot. W0SSB, name on my screen is Rick. If you're on the radio, do you have anything for the net? Okay. Sorry about that. My wife just came in. W0SSB, I do like the call sign. Whoa, single sideband. are you on the radio? If so, do you have anything for the net? Okay, he just signed out. So I'm guessing he was on the wrong net, which happens quite often, but that's okay. And my wife threw me off. She just got home from work, so kind of threw me off on my rhythm there. Not like I've really been in a good rhythm anyway, but anyway. General check-ins, anybody anywhere? This is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now. Okay, I'll open the swap and shop. Are there any stations with amateur radio-related items for sale? Wanted, load, borrow. Swap and shop session is now open. Please call now. Okay, the swap and shop will remain open for the rest of the net. So if anybody has anything ham radio related would like to advertise, feel free. Are there any check-ins, general check-ins, comments, questions, anything at all? Please call now.
N9ROM.
Hello, Mr. Bob, N9ROM. Bob, do you have anything for the net?
No, negative. Just a late check-in. Was busy doing some stuff, so I just wanted to make sure I get my check-in in and say hello to everybody, and thanks, Kurt, for doing the net.
Okay, Bob. Yep, no problem. Thank you for taking the time and checking in. Yeah, I was pretty busy this afternoon, too. My daughter texts me and says the outside hose is spraying water everywhere. And unfortunately, that one's tied into the spigot next to the bladder tank. Luckily, it wasn't getting into the crawl space too much, but I had to hurry home, crawl under the house, turn it off, all that fun stuff. So, all right, Bob. Well, hope everything's going well. Thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Any other check-ins or comments, questions, anything at all from anybody, anywhere?
Kilo Bravo 9, Romeo, Quebec, Papa. Name's Dwayne. Mobile, no traffic.
Okay, KB9RQP. Like I said to Dave earlier, you say no traffic, but I'm still going to ask, but you don't necessarily have to answer. Do you have anything for the net there, Dwayne?
No, nothing tonight. Thanks. I'm just out and about and wanted to check this mobile rig here, and it seems like it's getting out pretty well. You're coming in loud and clear. I'm actually mobile through Valparaiso. Thanks for the callback.
Okay, Dwayne. Yeah, I'm located just south of La Porte. I'd say about 20 minutes from Valpo. I can't hear you on the reverse, but I can see your signal on my pan adapter. So, yep, it's definitely getting out. You're rock solid into the repeater. Sounds like you're local. But, yep, doing a fine job. Mobile is working well. Thank you for checking in. Drive careful and have a good evening. Good rest of your week. Any other check-ins or comments, questions, anything at all, please call now. I heard somebody key up there, but no audio and only keyed up for a second. If you need to check in or want to check in, try again, please. Still nothing, just a key up, no audio. Is that you again there, John? Thinking that might be John, K9PGC, 1898 on that control. Are you trying to get into the repeater? Okay, maybe not. All right, we'll call one more time. Might make this the last one. General check-ins, anybody anywhere? Comments, questions, swap and shop, pretty much anything at all. Please call now. Okay, that concludes this session of La Porte County Amateur Radio Club Net. I would like to thank all the amateur radio operators that checked into the net this evening. We had a grand total of 16 check-ins. Greatly appreciate it. Such a nice night out there. I don't blame anybody for not checking in. I will now return the repeater back to normal general amateur use. This is Kurt, AC98 Jonet Control. We'll be clear at 8:08 p.m. Central Time, 73, and have a good evening. And I will be shutting down here very, very shortly since my wife just got home. See how her day went. 73, everybody. AC98 Joe.